What's wrong with the government? Many people around the world feel frustrated with their governments. This dissatisfaction is not limited to one country or political system. It appears in democracies, authoritarian regimes, and everything in between. But what exactly is wrong with the government? The answer is complex and involves several interconnected issues that affect how governments operate and how citizens experience their leadership. One of the most common criticisms is inefficiency. Governments are often seen as slow, bureaucratic, and unable to respond quickly to the needs of the population. Decisions can take months or even years, and by the time policies are implemented, the original problem may have already changed. This creates a sense that governments are always one step behind reality. Another major issue is corruption. In many places, politicians and public officials use their positions for personal gain rather than public service. This can involve bribery, misuse of public funds, or favoritism toward powerful groups. Corruption weakens trust in institutions and makes citizens feel that the system is unfair and rigged against them. Lack of accountability is also a serious concern. Ideally, elected officials should answer to the people who voted for them. However, once in power, some politicians become disconnected from their constituents. They may prioritize their own careers, political alliances, or financial interests over the needs of the public. When there are no effective mechanisms to hold leaders responsible, problems tend to persist. In addition, governments often struggle with poor communication. Policies are sometimes explained in complicated language that ordinary people cannot easily understand. This creates confusion and misinformation, especially in the age of social media. When citizens do not clearly understand what the government is doing or why, distrust naturally grows. Another factor is polarization. In many countries, political divisions have become deeper and more hostile. Instead of working together to solve problems, political groups focus on defeating their opponents. This leads to constant conflict and makes it difficult to pass meaningful legislation. As a result, important issues such as healthcare, education, and infrastructure remain unresolved. Economic inequality is also closely linked to government performance. Many citizens feel that governments do not do enough to reduce inequality or provide equal opportunities. Wealth and resources often remain concentrated in the hands of a small elite, while large segments of the population struggle to meet basic needs. This imbalance fuels frustration and social tension. However, it is important to recognize that governments are made up of people, and they reflect the societies they serve. In some cases, the problem is not only the government itself, but also the lack of civic engagement. When citizens do not participate in elections, debates, or community actions, it becomes easier for ineffective or corrupt systems to continue. In conclusion, what is wrong with the government is not a single issue, but a combination of inefficiency, corruption, lack of accountability, poor communication, polarization, and inequality. Addressing these problems requires both institutional reforms and active participation from citizens. Only then can governments truly serve the public good.